and Jerry Davis. Episode 1. The TARDIS materializes in a small hollow, hidden from view by bushes and brambles. The doors open and Ben emerges, followed by Polly and the Doctor. Polly shivers.
Ooh.
Ben sniffs the air, looking around intently.
Hey, Polly!
What?
Ooh. Where does this remind you of?
Oh, it's cold and damp.
No, but where does it remind you of?
Ouch! Prickles! What?
Where else could it be? We're home, Duchess!
You never give up hope, do you? We'll ask the Doctor. Hey, Doctor!
This sounds like a cup final.
Ben and Polly throw themselves to the ground as something crashes into the bushes nearby. Uninjured, they scramble to their feet and look for the Doctor, who's nowhere in sight. They find him at last, on his knees in the brambles with his hands over his head. He looks up at them defensively.
What are you doing down there?
What was it?
An old-time cannonball.
Ah!
Stop. Allow me. Yes. Heavy powder.
That does it.
But, Doctor, we can't leave. This looks like England.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look over that hill.
Doctor, you don't want us to think you're afraid, do you?
Why not?
Look, we can't let Ben go up there on his own. We don't know what he's going to find. Come on.
With some reluctance, the Doctor follows Polly up the slope after Ben, towards the sound of battle. Having found shelter in the ruins of a nearby cottage, Kirsty is tending to her father's injuries.
Kirsty!
Badly needs a doctor.
Aye, and food.
Water. Water.
Fished, father.
Water. Water.
Jamie offers Kirsty his canteen.
Sweet drop left yet.
While McLaren drinks, Jamie looks ruefully at his chanter, all that is left of his pipes.
The battle!
It's done. The clans are broken, shot to pieces by the English guns. Never had the chance to get to within Claymore's land for them.
The slaughter.
Alexander silences Jamie.
Bring the redcoats upon us. They'll be here soon enough, have no fear.
The prince.
Then afash yourself. He was the first to leave the field.
What's that to say about the prince?
Oh, stay the pair of you. Why didn't you leave me to die on the field?
You're the laird himself.
Oh, the laird of what? All the men of our clan are lying in the mud of Colnodden Moor. I shall be with them.
Oh, Kirsty, my Kirsty.
We may not be long joining them. The English troops are butchering all their wounded and hanging all their prisoners.
Can he hang us all, can he?
They'll not hang me, Piper. You may be sure of that.
Alexander spots movement outside.
Whist!
The English.
There is a clearing. Not soldiers.
Our people.
Well, I find us. Jamie, up from here. You gang that way. Wait my signal.
As Jamie circles around from one side of the cottage, Alexander moves off stealthily in the opposite direction. Approaching the cottage, Ben spots an abandoned field gun.
Hey, look!
Ben is examining the gun when the Doctor and Polly join him.
This must be where that cannonball came from.
It's unlikely.
What do you mean it's unlikely?
It's been spiked.
Been what?
It's been spiked.
A long spike has been hammered down the barrel.
How did you know?
The Doctor doesn't reply. He's fascinated by a hat he's noticed lying on the ground nearby. A Highland bonnet with eagle feather and Jacobite cockade.
I would like a hat like this.
He picks it up and tries it on.
How do you look?
Polly can barely conceal her amusement. Then she looks at the hat more carefully.
It's got words on it. With Charles, our brave and merciful Prince Royal, will greatly fall or nobly save our country.
Bah. Dramatic piffle.
The Doctor throws the hat to the ground in disgust. Suddenly...
You pick it up.
Alexander has a claymore at the Doctor's throat.
Careful, like.
Jamie is holding a dirk to Ben's chest. Alarmed, the Doctor nods and bends to pick up the bonnet.
That's where we are. Quick!
With the sounds of battle drawing nearer,